Today is May 7th, 2025. It's approximately 2:09 p.m. and we're here under case number 1250084. The appellant is Elizabeth Jansen. I'm hearings officer Nancy Hockman. Only one party is here today. I'm going to ask whoever's here to state and spell their name for the record.
Okay, it's Elizabeth Jansen. It's E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H, Jansen, J-A-N-S-E-N.
Thank you. This hearing is being held via the Zoom teleconference platform and is being recorded by audio only. The recording will be uploaded to the city's website for those who wish to hear it at a later time. For the record, the city is not here, and I did, or our office did send out the notice, which is Exhibit 3.
Okay.
And I'm just going to open that. And that was sent out on May 5th, and it was sent to both parties' email addresses that they gave us, so I am finding that the city had adequate notice of today's hearing.
Okay.
What we do in a case when one party or the other does not appear is that we don't default that party. We send in, or we read into the record what they sent in writing as their testimony, so we'll be doing that today for the city.
Okay.
Did you have an opportunity to read your statement of rights for the hearing, Ms. Jansen?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Do you have access to the exhibits?
Yes. Hold on. Okay. Yes, you.
Okay, it is Exhibit 5. So we have time. Take your time and read that, and then let me know if you have any questions about your rights for the hearing.
Okay.
And it's more than one page.
Okay.
Do you have any questions about your rights for the hearing?
So far, no. It seems pretty straightforward.
Are you ready to scroll down?
Yeah.
Okay.
I read fast.
Oh, okay.
I read about 1,000 words a minute.
That's pretty good. Okay.
My name is hearings officer Nancy Hockman. I am a neutral decision maker. I am a city employee, but I do not work for parking enforcement or for the police bureau. The hearings officers are charged with independently reviewing the decisions of other city employees to make sure that they comply with the city code.
Okay.
My role is to review the evidence, which includes relevant documents and oral testimony in order to decide the case. And my authority is limited. The only decision I can make is whether or not the tow was valid. The rules that govern the hearing require that I find a tow valid if all the procedural and notice requirements were met, and the person ordering the tow followed all the relevant rules and procedures. And please note that the appeal of any ticket or citation, if you received one, must be done through the court and not in this hearing.
Okay.
This is an administrative hearing, so it's not as formal as circuit court. We don't use the rules of evidence, and the decision is made by what's called a preponderance of the evidence, which means the person has to prove their case by slightly over 50%.
Okay.
I'm going to go to the exhibits. We have exhibits 1 through 6 that have been uploaded to the case management system. And do you have any objection to me using any of those exhibits in making my decision?
No, I don't believe I do.
Okay, so those exhibits are admitted into the record.
All right.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you to raise your hand to be sworn in. Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you are about to give will be the whole truth? If you agree, please say so.
I agree.
Thank you. Okay, please tell me why you think the police officer did not follow the rules when they ordered the tow of your vehicle, or why the tow was otherwise invalid.
Okay, well, when I talked to the police officer, I had a camper on top of the truck. I said, well, I wanted to get rid of the camper, but I wanted to keep the truck, and I verified that with them twice. And I said, because they were putting me into the Urban Alchemy housing that was you know, and I said, give me 2 to 3 hours, get everything sorted out, and I'll come back and I'll move my stuff. And I, like I said, I verified with the officer on site twice that they were not going to tow my truck. And it's like, I was back in less than an hour and it was already gone. And it's like, no notice after being told they weren't going to tow my truck. And basically it was a merry song and dance because the place they took me to had no idea that I was coming at all. So it's like I came back to get my stuff, get it off the street, and it was already gone. When I was specifically told by the officers they would not tow it.
Did the officer say that the vehicle was a hazard in any way?
No.
Did they say it was parked too far from the curb?
No.
Did they ask you to move it?
No. He asked me if it was drivable, and that was it.
And what did you answer?
I said, yes, it is drivable.
And when you said it was drivable, they didn't ask you to move it?
No.
Did you think about moving it?
Yeah, actually.
Why you didn't think that, I guess, is my question.
Yeah, I actually had planned to, because they were going to get me into the, what do they call these? Mm-hmm. Tiny homes. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I was going to get there and get signed in, because you have to be referred for that. So they got me referred, and, well, the left hand didn't know what the right hand was doing, so it took a while, but I got there back in less than an hour, and it had already been towed. And the reason I was in such a hurry is because there was another homeless person there that was stalking me, I guess is the best way to put it.
Why didn't you just drive the vehicle to the shelter?
Because they offered me a ride. They said, I'll give you a ride, we'll take you, because I didn't know where the shelter was. They said, they ordered me up a ride. They said it was a cab. I've never seen a cab like that before. They allowed me to grab 2 bags, drop me off at the gate, and left.
What about 2 bags?
What?
What did you say about 2 bags?
I was allowed to grab 2 bags out of the back of my camper.
What was unusual about the taxi or the ride?
There was no taxi markings on it. It was like a black SUV. It looked like it may have been a retired police vehicle. I don't know. I've never seen a cab that looked like that before.
Okay. Let me ask a couple questions, and I'll read the officer's testimony into the record. So they asked you if it was drivable. Did they ask you, I might have asked you this, but did they ask you to move it?
No.
And could you have moved it?
Yes.
So what were you told about the future of the vehicle when you agreed to accept the housing?
Nothing. I didn't know anything until I got the paperwork in the mail saying it had been towed.
And it's still in storage, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, it ain't renewed, but still.
Okay, well, but okay, I'm going to go to the Exhibit 6, which is the police report, and I'll read what they wrote in there into the record as their testimony.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm reading from Exhibit 6, and the narrative on the last page says, subject, hazard, tow. It says related date, April 21st at 12:46. This report is a summary of events that were captured on body-worn cameras. For specific information, refer to the video recording. Officer Perry, number 49957, partner. On 4/21/25 at approximately 1000 hours, I was advised of a suspicious vehicle parked in the 8,000 block of North Charleston Avenue. The vehicle was a white truck, 607VQU in Oregon, with a camper attached to the bed of the vehicle. The camper was occupied by Elizabeth Jansen. Jansen said she was living in the camper and requested housing assistance. We contacted personnel with the Impact Reduction Program, which is operated by the City of Portland. Temporary housing was said to be available in North Portland's Safe Rest Village. A cab was called for Jansen, and she was transported to the tiny home location after gathering her personal property from the vehicle. The vehicle that Jansen was occupying was parked more than a foot away from the curb line on the east side of North Charleston. The vehicle was later towed as a hazard by 21st Century Towing. Parking citation 0346490 was issued at the time. Nothing further.
Okay, that's inaccurate.
So you did not, what's inaccurate is the issuing of a citation?
Yes, because I was not parked a foot away from the curb. I verified that. I was actually about 6 inches. I couldn't have gotten any closer without being on the curb.
And how do you know that?
I visually inspected it.
When did you visually inspect it?
When I parked.
Thank you. And when the officers came over to the vehicle, what did they initially say to you? Why were they approaching your truck?
That was very confusing because they asked me if I was living in there, and I said yes. I said, I've been trying to get into housing or a tiny house unit or something. And I said, the person that was parked across the street from me with stuff piled all around his van was basically stalking me. And the officer looked at me and said, oh, you mean old man McCoy? And I said, yeah. Who apparently has a past record of violence from what I'm hearing from other sources. And I just said, I just want to get away. I'm planning to get rid of my camper and keep the truck. So I had some form of transportation. And he said, okay. And I said, well, I can get rid of the camper right now if I can get stuff out of there. You can take the camper, but I want to keep the truck. And I reiterated that twice. He said, that's okay. We have no problem. We can take the camper for you. I'll call a flatbed. And he said, it'll be about 45 minutes to an hour. We'll have a cab here. We'll take you to that tiny home village. And it was actually closer to an hour. But they had what they called a cab. Like I said, I've never seen a cab that looked like that. And I've been
so
in
it. Took an hour to get the cab? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the guy allowed me to grab a couple bags, dropped me off at the gate, and left. They hadn't even received notice that I was coming at that site.
Thank you. Okay. I do have to make a ruling on the record. So I have your testimony. I have what the city wrote. I'm going to go off the record for a little while. And look at the law, and then I'll be coming back to make my decision.
Yes, ma'am.
We're back on the record.
Okay. You having a glitch with the internet?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
I
If the clerk said we were on the record, I had my volume turned down while I looked at my notes. So are we on the record? Okay. I'm going to assume we're on the record. So code section 1620.120Q says that you cannot park in a manner that creates a traffic hazard.
Yes.
For the safe movement of vehicular or pedestrian traffic.
Mm-hmm.
The testimony from the police was that you were parked over 12 inches from the curb. Your testimony was that you were not, and that you had visually inspected when you were parking. I am finding that, number one, there is no evidence, or the police did not meet their preponderance of the evidence of how, of that fact that it was parked over 12 inches from the curb, or that it was a hazard. They didn't indicate how wide the street was. So I am not finding that as a hazard. There's another section of the code, and I'll be issuing a written decision later that sets out the law that I looked at, that the vehicle can be held at the expense of the owner or the person entitled to possession of the vehicle when it's parked in a manner that was hazardous. And again, I am not finding that it can be, the vehicle can be held at your expense. So, you know, the burden of proof is on the party trying to show that it was a hazard. I'm finding that there wasn't a hazard. Also, in terms of the notice, there was almost negative notice, I would say, in this case, in the sense that it seems like you were perhaps misled into thinking that the vehicle would still be there. So I am finding in your favor. What that means is you do get to get the vehicle back for free. And a few minutes after the hearing, the clerk will have a form for you where you can take it to the tow lot, and you will be given your vehicle. You know, you have to bring, obviously, proof of who you are and proof that you own the vehicle.
Okay.
And if you need more help from the city or more information from the city, there is a city tow coordinator, and if you have a pen, I can give you their phone number.
Yes.
503-823-7483.
Thank you.
7483. So that's my ruling, and this will end the hearing. And again, I'll be issuing a written decision, and if you think my decision is wrong, you have the right to appeal to the Multnomah County Circuit Court, and information about that will be included in my decision. Thank you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. And the other thing I would point out that the officer, to prove that the officer wasn't quite accurate, is you know how they have the trees on the medians,
okay,
the sidewalk?
The hearing actually is over, so I can't take any more testimony.
Oh, that's fine. I just thought it'd be nice for you to know that I would